Two decades have passed since radio listeners first heard the cry of Hi-Yo Silver. Tonight's adventure is a milestone, marking the 20th anniversary of the creation of this program and the broadcasting of the 3,128th radio adventure of the Lone Ranger, a character who now ranks in fame with Robin Hood and King Arthur of the Round Table, and whose adventures have enriched the library of Americana. And now, Cheerios, the nourishing breakfast cereal made from oats and ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, The Lone Ranger. Yes, when you hear that galloping horse, it's the Lone Ranger. And when you see that delicious breakfast cereal, shaped like tiny, crisp, little letter O's, it's Cheerios. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One, two, let's go, big fella. And Silver, away!
In place of the commercial announcement usually heard at this time, our sponsor General Mills, makers of Cheerios, would like to pay special tribute to the Lone Ranger on this historic occasion of his 20th anniversary program. Thunder Martin was one of the closest friends of the Lone Ranger and Tonto. He was closing the corral gate on the ranch where he worked as top hand when he saw a stranger approaching. Thunder observed that the man's clothes were too large and his face peculiarly pale.
Oh, well, howdy, stranger.
Howdy. Is this the Hornblow Ranch?
Yep, and I'm top hand. State your business.
You must be Thunder Martin.
Yes, that's my name.
Is it true that you're a friend of the Lone Ranger?
Yep.
I have an important message for the masked man. Where is he?
Well, he's traveling with a young gent named Dan Reed. Just leave the message with me and I'll give it to the Lone Ranger's Indian pal. He'll be here soon.
No, I must see the Lone Ranger. It's a matter of life and death. His death.
Well, he said something about going to a place called Bryant's Gap.
Bryant's Gap?
It's 2-3 days travel south of here.
Yes, I know the place, steady fella.
Doggone. A matter of life and death. I wonder what he meant.
That night found the Lone Ranger and his teenage nephew Dan Reed camped in mountainous country west of Bryant's Gap. After leaving Thunder Martin, they made a side trip to visit the Lone Ranger's secret silver mine. Dan met a trusted old man who lived there, working the mine and refining the ore necessary to provide silver for the Lone Ranger's bullets and his own simple needs.
My brother and I discovered that mine long ago, Dan, before you were born.
Well, that was before you and my dad joined the Texas Rangers, wasn't it, sir?
Yes. When we joined the Rangers, we couldn't work the mine, so we kept the location a secret. Your father's share of that property is now yours, Dan. Someday, you may become very wealthy by starting large-scale operations there.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just want to travel with you and Tonto.
Thanks, Dan. But later, I'd like to discuss that with you.
How soon will we reach the place where Dad is buried?
We'll be at Bryant's Gap the day after tomorrow.
Well, that's the...
Yes, the anniversary of your father's death.
Yes.
I'll always remember that day. The things that happened completely changed my life. Your life. In fact, the lives of many people. Your father and I were in a group of 6 Texas Rangers who were trailing the Cavendish gang.
That was a powerful gang, wasn't it?
Yes, Dan. Butch Cavendish and his outlaw...